Yes.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Yes, Nelson.
Mr. President, you don't have to say anything about our problems here in New York, as you know about them. I'm taking every step I can with state authority to help the little businessmen and the individuals who are really up against it because they're losing the business. And the little fella can't do anything if he doesn't get in cash, and a lot of them are going bankrupt. And an awful lot of people are not getting paid, even though His Honor the Mayor asked them to pay him. So I would like to send you a wire, but I wanted to speak to you first. And in the wire, I would outline the steps we're taking in the state. And then I would say, in view of this major catastrophe, I request you, Mr. President, that you declare New York City a major disaster area, and that you take all necessary steps to make available to individuals and small business federal assistance, including low-interest loans to small business by the Small Business Administration. 2, guarantee of outstanding loans to veterans on both homes and businesses by the Veterans Administration. And 3, highest priorities to loans to individuals and small businessmen in New York City by the Office of Economic Opportunity.
Nelson, I think that what we ought to do is let me have the people who handle that to get back in touch with you and review what you want to send, because it'll sure get out. And when it does, it'll create a problem for us if we're not able to meet it. It'll hold out hope that we may not be able to meet. It'd be like my sending you a wire and saying, now, Governor, I wish you'd get off your ass and do something about your situation up in New York City and don't let these things happen. Let me get our best man to call you after we get a small business, see if they have any possibilities of doing it. I would question that when we have a strike for a week that we can write a new rule, because if we did, we'd had it out in Illinois last week and we'd have it some other place tomorrow. But we want to help anyway and every way we can. But I don't know that we ought to do it by wire back and forth. Let me get our best person. I'm sitting here now in a security meeting, and they just buzzed me, and I knew nothing about the nature of the call or what it's about. I want to answer it as quickly as I can. Let me get my best person, and I'll have them call you as soon as the lunch hour is over with, and see what facilities we have here that would be available without legislation, which we don't have. The Congress is not here. And then have a kind of a understanding of what we can do without getting up people's hopes and you're recommending something that would make you look bad if nothing existed for it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and we have researched your federal laws naturally very carefully before security.
I haven't, though, and I'm going to be the one that has to make the decision.
Yeah.
And my own impression is there's no funds in the small business. My own impression is that they're exhausted. And I don't know whether your research shows that or not, does it?
That does not show.
Okay.
Although I assume that emergency funds could be used.
No, we don't.
Purpose.
No, I think we have to wait until the Congress gets back in and they go through the appropriation channels of the House and the Senate and their hearings. I think the New Orleans thing was an unexpected emergency of such huge proportions. And they had to have legislation, and I think the funds are pretty well depleted. But as you know, I'm not an expert on these individual veterans loans and small business loans and just the extent of how much we have in each pocket. But I will, if you'll give me if I don't just have to act here 5 minutes after one, within the hour I'll have somebody going into it, and I'll get back to you this afternoon.
Well, now let me just make one more point on this. We have got a situation. You probably got a report from Willard Wirtz already.
I got a thorough one from him. I've had it every morning and every afternoon.
And as you know, then, as a result of that, that at this moment there is no break in the clouds anywhere. Now, unless Willard's got something that I don't know about.
Well, I think they had some things that they were that they were uncertain about what would come. They had some plans, but they're in the process being discussed and evaluated, and he made a report to me, I guess, at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they have some plans, and they have some questions as to procedures they'd like to get inaugurated, and it's conceivable could be agreed upon. And if they got those procedures, why, that would give us a little time.
Yeah, the problem we face is, with no really clear evidence of the course leading to a solution, that we are facing the people, and it's not just the 8 million in the city, there's about 16 million people involved, and this thing is a very, well, I don't know, I'm not telling you because you know it, but it's extremely serious as far as what's happening. And there are an awful lot of people who are beginning to get very upset, little people who are innocent victims of a big situation that's unfolding.
I quite agree with that, and it's been distressing and disturbing to me every moment, and there hadn't been a day that I haven't had an oral report and a written report.
Right.
And when the mayor, we have said to the mayor, I don't need to review all that,
sure.
We have said to him that we would do this, that, A, B, C, D, E. He goes back to his panel, he calls back, says, I don't think this ought to be done now. The panel doesn't agree with it. So, we said, whenever you're ready, whenever anything we can do, whatever resources we have that might be helpful to you in reaching agreement, we'll do it. So he called me at 6:15 yesterday, said that he would like to discuss some of the strategy involved with the Secretary of Labor. And I said, well, he will be asked to leave within the hour. He caught a 7 o'clock plane. He went up. They did go into it late in the evening. I think before he left, they had made some arrangements about some of the parties and getting them available for the conference and things of that kind, and out of jail and so forth. And Wirtz tells me that they carefully explored various possibilities, and one of them is in motion today. Now, what comes from it, I don't know. But anyway, the mayor is carrying it out as he thinks it ought to be. And I want to give him any assistance that we have here, and I want to give you any. But I don't want to be exchanging wires on front pages of the papers when there's not... when there's not any hope, and I sure don't want you to move a situation in here that we can be better handled by the responsible and selected and elected officials there. We want to cooperate with him every way in the world we can, but I don't want to, kind of a conservative, moderate Democrat, I believe in your Republican principles of states' rights and local self-government a little bit, and I want to cooperate with them and supplement them and not supplant them.
Well, that is exactly why I called you instead of wiring you.
That's what, and I'll get my people busy, and we'll get back in touch with you.
And we will take all the steps we can at a state level, and you know of all the governors, there's none that have got criticized more for doing things, and there's a certain senator from this state who keeps criticizing me for not getting enough money out of the federal government.
Don't get me. Don't you think I've got enough problems with Vietnam without getting in your New York personalities? But what I will do is this.
Yeah.
I'll get our people, see what it is that we might do, and I'll have Wirtz or somebody get back to you within the afternoon, and we'll keep it absolutely under the cover so we don't build up people's false hopes and make them think it's Sandy's down here that can take care of these things with these things. But we'll let you know what can be done, and then we'll decide who our people ought to meet with to do it.
Yeah, if I could give whoever you designate to this, if I could give them some thoughts on the phone, then it would be very helpful, because I can point to the areas that we've explored that might be useful.
That'll be good. I'll do that, and I'll have somebody call you this afternoon.
Wonderful.
Thanks. Best happy.
Same to Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you a lot.
Okay, bye.